Step 3. Conduct a breach analysis. A breach analysis is conducted to develop the breach hydrograph, which will be input to the runout analysis in Step 4. There are several methods and software programs to develop the breach hydrograph based on breach parameters. However, for the hydraulic failure modes, such as overtopping, piping, or internal erosion, the breach analysis methods were developed for water dams. There is no industry standard method for developing a liquefaction failure hydrograph. Breach parameters are coupled with the impoundment stage storage curve of mobilizable material to calculate the outflow volume to develop the breach hydrograph. Breach parameters typically include the following. Breach formation time, also known as time to failure. This is the duration of time between the first breaching of the upstream face of the dam, breach initiation, and when the breach has reached its full geometry. Breach depth, also known as breach height. This is the vertical extent of the breach measured from a specific elevation to the invert of the dam breach. Breach width. This is the average of the final breach width, typically measured at the vertical center of the breach. Breach side slope factor. This is the angle of the breach sides, represented as x horizontal to 1 vertical, xh to 1 v. For water dams without any tailings in the impoundment, breach parameters for overtopping and piping or internal erosion failures are typically defined based on three methods: physical erosion-based method, parametric regression equations, and predictor regression equations. It is important to note that failure mechanisms for water dams behave differently than tailings dams. Therefore, use these methods with caution. Be aware that how you apply this standard procedure may not be appropriate for tailings dams and may need to be modified based on judgment and the credible failure scenario. For example, multiple studies and empirical relationships for breach formation time have been developed for water dams, particularly for overtopping, piping, or internal erosion failures. However, these may not be directly applicable to tailings dams, where failures may occur over a longer duration.